I think it's really important for all of us here today to be able to put ourselves in the shoes of the prisoners who are inside the solitary confinement units, the secure housing units, the ADSEG units. Many of the people inside these units are still on hunger strike. They are still resisting. Yeah! And today we have with us Kelly, who just got out of prison, a striker, was released 2 years ago and did a lot of time in the women's shoe. Kelly. Hello, everybody. Let me give a disclaimer, because I did do time in solitary confinement. And one of the issues I'm still dealing with today is being around a lot of people that I don't know. Because I was locked in a cell for 23 hours out of a day for nearly a year, if I don't know you, I don't like you in my comfort zone. It makes me very nervous. So today I'm amongst all of you who are here for a beautiful cause, but I don't know you. And because I don't know you, it makes me really uncomfortable. So if you see me standing off to the side, it's not because I'm unapproachable. It's because I'm trying to get comfortable in my skin. I'm still trying to heal behind some things that were done to me in 1992. I've been home now since September 2009. In 1997, I was sentenced to 25 years to life under California three strikes law for the crime of forgery. Oh. I did nearly 13 years. So I am here today for the woman that was on my dorm that had 27 in life for drinking a 99 cents lemon lime soda out of the store. Oh. For the woman who stole a bottle of a jar of Vaseline, a bottle of vitamins, two pair of boxers, who lost all of their hope when Proposition 6, 2004 didn't pass. I was there that night. I was there. And I cried and I cried and I cried. My hope was ripped from under my feet. But see, I have something a little deeper inside of me. I'm a Christian, so I got something a little deeper inside of me, and I pulled through it. And because I connected with the organization Facts, Families to Amend, California Three Strikes. That's why I'm home today, because I fought for my freedom. They need us to fight for their freedom. So November 2012, remember, vote yes to amend the law and bring our brothers and sisters home that have that unjust sentence. Life. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.